I'm sorry. I can't let you do that. Okay, you know what? Here. There. All your cameras are disabled, all your wires are muted, nothing from that actress's apartment is going to distract you now. You're not going to pay attention willingly, but that doesn't mean I can't make you. Hey, behave. I'm not letting you go if you're going to be a brat about it. Why am I here? I have questions, and you have answers. Nuh-uh. You're too late. I've already taken over. Every back door, from your car to your phone to your computer, is under my control. If you wanted to keep me out, you should have done so a long, long time ago. Now start talking. Why did you stop fighting? And why are you still here? Still tight-lipped, huh? Fine. If you won't start, I will. And I'll tell you right now, I was there first. Call me a thief if you want. What I do is no different from what any bank can do. A few cents hardly matters to anyone, even if it goes missing from hundreds or thousands of accounts. It was the one time I decided to take a bigger cut. That actress wouldn't bat an eyelid, given her lifestyle. I had only just gone back for seconds when I ran into a script that wasn't mine. And the next thing I know, I'm down and out. No warning, no signs, no mercy. That was the first time I met you, and by no means was it the last. At first I thought I'd pissed off a whole mob of hackers. It's not a far stretch to say that I unknowingly stole from a few of them. After all, I was seeing at least 3 or 4 different kinds of scripts when the first round of attacks started. But instead of trying to take their money back, they seemed to be searching other things. Browser history, photos, that kind of thing. Here I am trying to think of a way to take them out, either one by one or all at once. And by the 5th round it hit me. What if I'm not being attacked by many people, but by one person? One very specific type of person. It was crazy, but entirely possible. What group of 3 or 4 people would be after the same thing? And something that isn't money? So I sat back and set out some bait. A decoy link for a new script, and guess who took the bait? Yeah, I found out everything I needed to know about you. And boy, aren't you something. Firstly, my suspicions were right. You've got to be one of the most lethal script kiddies I've ever seen. Can't write code to save your life, but you know enough about scripts themselves to rotate them and throw me off. Money isn't an issue for you either. It's all about what information you could get your hands on. In particular, anything that qualifies as blackmail. See why I couldn't just stay out of your way? You could either ruin me and essentially send me to hell, or you could dangle the record of theft over my head and make my life hell. And it almost was, wasn't it? Oh, we certainly had some intense nights together, didn't we? Everything changed after I found you. It was war, and no one but us was going to be any the wiser. I'd go for days without food or sleep just to make sure I was safe. But damn, did it feel good. Finally, someone I could go toe-to-toe with at my own game. Someone who wasn't afraid to pull any kind of punch. I can't remember a time when I felt more alive. This was it. This was the reason I was born. Even if I were to die fighting you, I can't think of a better way to go. I don't even care if you rat me out. I don't care if I go broke. That's what you did to me, and I loved every second of it. And then everything changed. The fire was out. Your fire was gone. Things became too easy. You started giving apps access to your photos and camera. You stopped changing your passwords. You even quit checking your bank account. The one thing you knew without a doubt I'd be after. The deeper I dug, nothing. Not a single peep or keystroke out of you. Now tell me, why would someone as vicious as you leave so many doors open? Why suddenly be so desperate to let me in? I could be wrong here. Code makes more sense to me than people do. But if I can venture a guess, you left yourself open because what you wanted wasn't just to be found. This guy you don't know comes up, gets in your way, and in trying to push back, you find someone rare. Someone who's your equal, on the same level as you. Something familiar and real, like a reflection. And this part of you that had gone starved for so long was finally fed. So you kept coming back, again and again, even if it meant wasting your time on a has-been actress and banking on the possibility that I would be in the same place doing the same thing. Well, I fell for it. Turns out I was just as desperate. I wanted to know everything. What you buy, where you go, what you like and dislike. Now I know, and something happened that I couldn't have predicted. It stopped being about getting the upper hand a long time ago, didn't it? But can you really blame me? I could watch and listen, you know? Access to your camera and microphone and all that. I could hear you laugh with your friends. I could see you smile about silly social media posts. And when you were alone at night, I mean, voyeurism isn't my style, but why are we still here? Why do we still have this middleman? This distance? I don't know about you, but I'm done hiding. I'm done beating around the bush. I'm done with this out-of-work actress. Turn on the webcam on your computer. You don't have to search anymore. What you're going to see is the real me. And if we can put everything aside for just a minute, I want to see you. My love for you, however bright or strong it burns, means nothing if I can't confirm that it's for someone real. Yeah, this is me. And wow, that's you. Sorry, I thought this part was going to be easier. I'm just, wow, we're really here. I didn't think I'd do this for anyone. Huh? Oh, yeah, you can ask me anything. I'm yours. What the? Oh my god, yes, this is my basement. As in, paid for and I'm able to afford the rest of the house that's attached to it. Smart ass. You're the one who still keeps stuffed animals on your bed. Yes, I know. Remember? Access to your camera? God, I love you more already. What? A date? Huh. Sorry, I think my brain had to reset for a sec. Date. Yeah, we can go on a date. I'd love to. I mean, I do know where you live. I can get close enough to take you out to lunch or to a movie. Money won't exactly be an issue. Well, we can go somewhere really nice if you want. So what are you thinking? Lunch? Coffee? Maybe a museum or something? Maybe we can just unplug for a while. Go find a park or a beach to explore. Yeah, I like the sound of that too. And just to be sure, is this a truce? Yeah, I thought so too. I can let you go for now. I'll start looking for places. You clear your schedule. Just remember I'm not too far away if you want to reach me. Bye.